I have to say, this is always my favorite service of the year. And particularly this year, because this church is looking so beautiful with its various decorations. And what makes this service even more special, I think, is harp solo as well. So thank you, Rachel, for that. There's something else this service does. It acts for me as a marker. A marker in the diary that the year is almost at its end and that Christmas is rapidly approaching. In fact, just a matter of 1 week and 1 day away. Now, I don't know if that fills you with panic, but it always reminds me that I really need to start my shopping for presents this coming week. I'm sure year after year, Christmas brings all sorts of different things for different people. Sometimes it may bring stresses, if we're honest. Which side of the family are we going to for lunch this year? Who's going to peel all the sprouts? Who forgot to buy the crackers? There will be some stresses this year. Sometimes it may also bring financial concerns. Can we really afford to buy as many presents this year? Or as big a tree as we usually get? Maybe we should get a smaller turkey. It's especially likely, I guess, this year, this Christmas, that some of those questions may get asked. Most years, I expect Christmas will bring, for at least some of us, some form of indigestion. And the question of why do we always eat and drink so much as we do? I wonder what Christmas brings for you each year. I wonder what Christmas will bring for you this year. You may have noticed that this year our Christmas poster on our notice board outside and our Christmas leaflets have a very simple message. It's on the screen behind me as well. And that is, Christmas brings hope. That's it. As simple a message as you're likely to get, but an important one. You see, whatever else Christmas may bring for us this year, the true meaning of Christmas is that it does bring hope. Hope for us as individuals, for our own lives now, with all that might be going on with them, and hope for our future when this life is over. It brings hope for the world too, which right now is very much in need of some hope. Hope of peace in many different parts of the world. Hope of compassion towards our fellow human beings. Hope that the environmental damage we've caused to this beautiful creation we live in can be arrested. Christmas brings hope. And our various readings this evening tell the story of how that Christmas hope came into the world that first Christmas time, many years ago, in the form of the baby Jesus. It's something that at this church, we don't just celebrate each year because it's fun, although it is. It's also something that we believe to be true. During Advent this year, some of us here have been going through some reflections using a book called Advent in Narnia, which picks up on the C.S. Lewis story of the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe. We've been using these reflections to help us take the time to step back from the busyness of this time of year and to better understand and to better appreciate the true meaning of Christmas and the true hope it brings. This coming Tuesday, we'll be thinking about Aslan, the lion in the story. The one who would bring hope to those living in Narnia, who had been ruled in recent times by the evil white witch. Aslan would bring hope that things could be different to what they had been at the time. Those living there could have happier lives, more fulfilled lives, lives free from the things that held them back from being all that they could be. Of course, for C.S. Lewis, the character of Aslan in the story is meant to represent Jesus, and the fact that he came to bring hope to the people of this world, to bring hope to every single one of us. And as those living in Narnia had been waiting with expectation of Aslan coming and bringing the hope he brought, which was so badly needed, as fully explained by Mr. and Mrs. Beaver at the start of the story, so Christians around the world during Advent wait with the expectation of that reminder of Jesus coming and bringing the hope he brought at Christmas time, that hope that we need. So whatever else Christmas brings for you this year, my prayer is that it brings you something which is good. It brings you some joy to your life. But I particularly pray that it brings a sense of hope into whatever situations you find yourselves in now or in the future. I pray that Christmas brings hope to this world in which we live. I also pray that we realize that Christmas hope doesn't come in the form of a lion coming to save those living in a wintry, make-believe land, but that we realize it comes in the form of a little baby born in Bethlehem many years ago, laid in a manger and visited by shepherds and wise men. One who turns out is still able to offer hope to us today, if we simply acknowledge who he is. May you all have a hopeful and hope-filled Christmas this year. Amen. Let's stand to sing our final carol tonight, O Come, All Ye Faithful.